This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. Denise Dirks is co-hosting today with Cal Hunter.
Hello. Yep, Denise is in the building.
We've got the host and the producer, and that's about it. But we've got a lot of topics to talk about, and I am sure you will be inspired, informed, most of all, entertained.
And you will not be given legal advice. Remember, Radio Law Talk does not provide legal advice. If you have a legal issue, contact your own counsel. Find a lawyer and talk to them, right?
That's right. And if you want to have other information on all of our disclaimers, you can look at RadioLawTalk.com and read our disclaimers there. But just do it when you are ready to sleep.
If you can't find your melatonin, read the radio.
That's right.
Do not do it while driving, and do not listen to them while driving, please.
And if you want to talk to Cal and give him ideas about case or no case or about anything at all, you can send an email to info@radiolawtalk.com.
We read every email, can't respond to all of them, but I promise you, I read every one, and there are hundreds of them, thousands.
That's okay, right, that's and they're all about Fred. Speaking of Fred, we miss Fred today, and also our other beloved co-host, Todd Coonan. Yeah. Both of them are on assignment, and they're out of the area.
They're busy guys, and they're out being very busy right now, and they're usually not too busy for the show, and we're thankful for that. But it just turns out that today they can't be here, and you are privileged to hear from the lovely Mrs. Denise Dirks. It's great. I love it.
It's Ms. Denise Dirks.
Is that what you go by? Okay, well, I don't know. I'm sorry. My pronouns, my titles are not good. Ms. Denise Dirks, forgive me.
You have to remember now we have to worry about our pronouns, right?
Yes, and you know what? I'm not going to.
Just call me Denise.
Yes, I don't want to deprecate anyone. I just don't want. It's too complicated for me. I'm too old to think about that stuff.
We're going to talk about. This is going to be like a Hollywood type of a inspirational show. We're going to talk about Oprah Winfrey and her company and a lawsuit she's brought, and it's not about money. It's kind of an interesting lawsuit. We're going to talk about Taylor Swift and shake it off, Taylor, because they are coming for you. And we are also going to talk about Michael Jackson's impersonation and the lawsuit arising out of that. Very, very, very interesting lawsuit. But, of course, we're always here for something else. We're always here to see if Cal Hunter can stump the attorneys.
That's what we do in a little thing we call case or no case.
It's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
You know, Denise, real estate is like legal cases. Sometimes it's just too complicated. So I'm going to take you now to Henderson, Nevada, where Fred Clarion had a conflict. He had a rental property that he bought at the bottom of the market, and now the market was peaking, and he wanted to sell it. On the first day, he got three red-hot offers. So he got all of the offers, looked them over, and wrote a counteroffer to them all. And he wrote the counters without his realtor being in the loop. One of the buyers was a front man for a legal firm's real estate trust investment group, and he found out that Mr. Clarion had countered all three offers. The real estate guy's offer was the legal guy's offer was the lowest, but the counter was the same for all three suitors. He felt he was on the outs, so he met with the partners and said, better get legal action ready against Mr. Clarion. I'm not sure if we have a case or no case. What do you think? And that's what he asked, Denise. And what say you?
Well, that's a very, very, very interesting scenario. Here we've got three offers, and he counters the same offer to all three.
He counters all three with the same a term.
Counteroffer.
Right, same terms for the counter.
Yeah, same counteroffer. Mm-hmm. So that means that any one of those three or all three of them can accept, and then he has a breach of contract problem, right?
Real problem.
A very real problem.
Right.
And you know what? This, I think, could happen. I think this could happen because somebody that's a layperson, maybe not understanding real estate transactions or understanding offers and counteroffers, they could get themselves in trouble here.
Especially when it's the first day and you get these offers flying at you like crazy and you go, hey.
It's almost like an auction.
Yeah,
you know, the auction to the highest bidder, right?
Right.
So you, that's the whole point, is you have to your highest bidder, you counter to that one. You know, you don't counter all of them. And I do think that is a legal problem. Now, is it a case? And if it's a case, what is the outcome is the question here. And this is in Nevada.
Yep.
I'm going to just go out on a limb. I'm going to say this is a case, and he loses.
Okay, I think that's a logical conclusion.
And I needed really to check with you with something.
Oh,
I'm just thinking we're supposed to be double, right?
Yeah, double points. That's
you
right.
You got two last time because you stumped me.
Well, I got four then.
Then yeah. I didn't do it right. Yeah. So I'm.
You know what's interesting? I just got four again. It is no case, and here's why. You can only sell a property one time. Therefore, you cannot counter to three offers at one time. You've got to counter to one. And the normal process is, let's say Denise were selling the property. Someone sends her three counter offers. She picks the one she likes the best, sends back the parameters for a sale. So now they're locked. They're inextricably linked. They're locked in negotiations. He's agreed to a contract with them pending the outcome of the negotiations. So according to this scenario that I read, you would have you multiple offers and you don't like any of them. You have three options to you. The first one is you can accept one. The second is you can accept none of them and just say, I don't like them. But you've got to, if you're going to take an offer, you have to accept one and not three. You can't do that, I guess.
That's right.
Point. That's the point. You can only sell the property.
Yeah, and the practicality of that is, I mean, my reasoning was right.
Yes.
The practicality of that is if you counter offer to all three, they can all three accept it. So extending a counter offer, you can counter offer to that, or you can accept that, or you can reject that. The trouble is, if all three of them accepted that, that would have put him in an impossible situation.
Right, trying to sell the same property three times.
That's and right.
What he did not, in this scenario that I read, it didn't go to court, but in the scenario that I read, he wasn't thinking. He was just caught up in the fever. I got my property sold. I got three options before me. You know, I'll get these guys in a bidding war, and all they had to do is refuse the offer of the other two, and they may have come back with their own anyway. Right?
That's right.
Yeah, so be careful in real estate. That's why you hire a professional. Use the professional you hire, I guess, was the only thing I could think on that. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case. Next hour, we're going to...
I have to just say something.
Uh-oh.
You're going to be surprised. You are tied with Fred Penny.
Oh, boy.
And you're only one away from Todd. You have the ability today.
This is unprecedented.
To take
I've never even been close
place.
To it. I'm practically giddy.
I think I'm going to throw the next one. Just
that
for
would,
fun.
That would be okay. Strategy is an important part of this. But next hour, we're going to Rushton, Louisiana, and Friendly Auto Repair. That's next hour on Case or No Case with Denise Dirks and Cal Hunter on Radio Law Talk.
Can you really have Friendly Auto Repair?
That's not an uncommon name. I Googled this when I saw the scenario. I said, how many people? Hundreds of businesses across the United States are called Friendly Auto Repair.
Wow.
I guess,
I don't know. For me, I'm not sure that Friendly would, you'd have to be really on. to be able to hold up your end of that bargain.
Well, you know, going to the auto repair is like going to other businesses. You usually only go there when you have bad news, right?
That's right. Hey, stay with us. Call in 1-855-LAW-RADIO. Call us or tweet us.
We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk in a minute.
You
Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90% on your medications and have them delivered for free? Now you can with one simple call. Yes, save up to 90% on many of your prescription medications by calling A-plus BBB accredited healthwarehouse.com based in Florence, Kentucky. No gimmicks, no coupons, no cards to use. And all prescriptions are FDA approved and safely sent to your home with free delivery. Here's one example of your savings. A 90-day prescription of generic Lipitor can cost $90 at your local pharmacy. Healthwarehouse.com offers the same medication for about $20. Find out how much you can save on your prescription medications and get free delivery with one free call right now. Call 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. That's 800-734-1229.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Where's Fred? Are you serious?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
And here she is, the host of the show today, Ms. Denise Dirks.
Thank you, Cal.
Sure.
So when you hear the word Oprah, I mean, what do you think of Oprah?
I think of a stunning success, probably the most successful media figure of the 1980s and early 1990s. Someone who just has more money and more influence in the world than anybody. It just rose from nowhere, being a TV reporter in Baltimore. Boom. Huge
Chicago.
Success. Well, she went Baltimore, Chicago. Huge success.
Yeah.
Huge success. Yeah.
Yes, that's so true. To think that she, you know, raised all this awareness. She has. She is a very charitable person. She is queen of nice. You don't ever see her really be in a mean way to anyone, but she's so good. Like, you know, she's just well respected, all that type of stuff.
And she stands her ground on her brand.
She does stand her ground. And so her brand, her company, Harpo, which is Oprah backwards, has sued a company called Oprahdemics. It's basically a podcast and production company. And the other defendants are the producers of this Oprahdemics. And by that name, you kind of think, what does this mean? Academics? No, it's all of the information and respect for Oprah Winfrey and how she has impacted culture.
So she's the curriculum, in effect.
She's the curriculum. Mm. Exactly that. And Oprahdemics, it is pretty much an exploration by, like, history professionals or professors, you know, and professionals that are big-time fans of Oprah Winfrey, but they look at the sociology and the different ways that Oprah has impacted our culture.
Ask and any author, Denise, if they could get on the Oprah Book Club, boom, right?
Oh, if they get the, if they call it the O factor, right?
Exactly.
If they go, if Oprah even mentions something about your business or invites you on to talk about your political career, right?
Work for Barack Obama.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, you're going places. So Oprah has, you know, thought, well, Oprahdemics, that's my name. You know, I need to protect my brand. I don't want somebody to, you know, soil my brand. And so she sued.
So they did all of this without consulting her or Harpo in any way.
That's correct. Even though the focus was really about her, the educational impact.
Doesn't it make you wonder if they had just taken a minute to talk to her and say, hey, Opes, we want to do something cool and we want you to be the center of it. I would bet you that with her her sense of self-worth, she might have said, well, that seems worthwhile. I think we can pursue that. Maybe. Now, don't get choked up over it, Denise. It's just Oprah. I'm sorry. I know you're coughing. I'm sorry. But, I mean, I wonder if things would have been different had they reached out to her at all.
Well, they did.
Oh, they did.
They had been in talks with Harpo for a while.
So it wouldn't have been different at all.
No. But she's not suing for money. And she is not suing to stop the podcast.
So what's
because
she suing
all of this
for?
Is in respect to her.
I don't get this.
She's suing, and this is really interesting. That's why I like it.
Okay.
She wants it to change its name.
She wants Oprah out of the name.
Or maybe it could be podcast Harpo. Regarding Oprah's cultural influence. She may not mind. She just does not want it to soil her brand or be mistaken for her brand.
I got you. If I hear what you're saying, and I may not, it sounds like she does not want people to think that this is her product,
yes.
Something that she's putting out, because if they do something goofy, she doesn't want to be a part of that.
That's exactly right.
Sure. Brand protection. I get that. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And I think she's going to... I think this is going to settle. I think the approach that she took was the right approach. She wasn't trying to be this big, you know, Goliath coming down on a little production company, that especially one that's trying to show respect for her and one that claims to be her biggest fan. So I think the method that of the delivery of this lawsuit was completely appropriate.
I just wonder what the other guys could have done, the people who wanted to polish Oprah's buttons in an educational or an academic setting, which I think is pretty complimentary toward her. I wonder what they could have done to make it work better, or perhaps come at her with different naming options or something, I wonder.
Well, I think, could they have said Winfrey? You know, fans of Winfrey? I wonder if Oprah would have been upset with that. you know, if they hadn't have used Oprah, if they had used Winfrey. But the question is, would people understand who they're referring to?
Maybe they could just call it Foo, Friends of Oprah. Foo.
Or the O Effect.
Yeah, something like that.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Why couldn't they call it the O Effect? That certainly would not be, I don't think that would be, volatile of being compared with or being assumed to be a part of the Oprah.
People would know what it's about, but they'd know it wasn't part of the company, I would think. And that's the challenge in this case, right? Yeah,
that is exactly the challenge.
These guys want enough linkage to Oprah that people know what it's about. And Oprah says, that's fine, but I don't want it to be associated with me directly as something I might sponsor or be producing.
I so agree. I want to listen to the podcast. I think I'm going to have to check it out. Yeah, just because sure. I want to know, you know, I really liked sociology, and I liked the looking at, I had a class where we literally looked at sci-fi shows and, you know, to see what the sociology was in these shows. And it was really a fun class.
So future prediction, societal trends. You know who's the best at future prediction? The Simpsons.
Really?
They must have some kind of algorithm. I mean, they are really good at it. Yeah. It's pretty fascinating to me, anyway.
Really, I don't watch The Simpsons. I used to kind of dally in it here and there.
That's getting kind of boring now. But anyway, just that.
But what predictions have you seen?
Yeah, I wish I had a list. I just saw this yesterday, and I can't think. But there, the stuff with Facebook being bought by, with all the combination of Facebook and their big acquisitions, that kind of stuff they talked about, is fascinating. It really is. But not enough for me to remember, apparently. Stay tuned as Radio Law Talk continues with Denise Dirks. Don't go away.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Radio Law Talk.
To get my car washed, the dirt is just won't do.
Best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this gutter shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Salman Rushdie is still in the hospital after a stabbing attack at an event in western New York. The 75-year-old author suffered a damaged liver and severed nerves in an arm and an eye that he's likely to lose. He remains on a ventilator and unable to speak, according to his agent last night. Rushdie's attacker, Hadi Matar, was due in court today to face attempted murder and assault charges. Rushdie has been the target of death threats for more than three decades. decades for his novel The Satanic Verses. House Republicans are standing by former President Donald Trump after a search warrant on Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate was unsealed. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia called what happened a political persecution of the former president, accusing Attorney General Merrick Garland of abusing his power. Trump has not been charged with a crime, but the Justice Department in the warrant suspected he violated the Espionage Act. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the best show ever.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
All right. A little Shake It Up by T.S. Denise Dirks back now with you on Radio Law Talk, Denise.
Yes. Taylor Swift. She is being sued again. Oh, I can't believe it. And for the song, Shake It Off. And this is such a great song. I mean, this is one of those happy songs that make you feel like you can almost do anything.
Yeah, you got to go out there and shake your stuff, and it's okay. Yeah, right.
You know, the lyrics, you know, player's going to play. Haters going to hate, right?
Yeah. Dancer's going to dance.
Exactly. Yeah. Very, very nice. Very good. Yeah. Very nice song.
Yes. And then here we have this one. What's the Hitmaker? Yeah. The Coldplay is going to play, right?
This is by the girl group 3LW, right?
Right.
And 3LW has sued Taylor Swift. Say it. I don't know why. Excuse me, I'm going to cough.
But you know, the phrase, play is going to play. It is a very common street phrase, and it seems to me like one of those things that did somebody copyright play is going to play? If they did, every person in the street would be subject to a copyright violation, would they not? I mean, it's a very common phrase, right? Yeah, cheater's going to cheat, hater's going to hate, play is going to play, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And even play is going to play, they spell it different. So both of these songs are grammatically different. But the Court of Appeals, after the trial...
Which was a smart thing to do, in my opinion.
Yes.
But anyway, just my opinion. Yeah.
The Court of Appeals said there's enough similarities between the two songs, and they reinstated the case.
Sometimes I think judges are tone deaf. They can't hear music. They can't figure it out. They don't get it, but they rule on it anyway.
Well, this is about the lyrics probably more than the music, because they don't sound anything alike.
No, yeah, I agree. Nothing. Right.
But the language is really clear. They are very similar.
Play is going to play.
And the 3LW group, their song came out first.
Oh, it did?
They were played extensively on MTV. Taylor Swift was 10 at the time that the song came out.
10 years old?
10 years old.
Well, 10-year-old play is going to play.
And, you know, they said she clearly heard our music first and used our lyrics. And Taylor's response to that was, you know what, I was 10. My parents would not let me watch MTV until I was around 13.
And I didn't start writing songs until I was an adult. And how can you hold a child liable, right? I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
Well, she, well, not really, because it's about she did as an adult.
She didn't write it as a child, right?
Correct.
Okay, I got it.
She did start writing songs as a child, though.
Right, that's right.
But anyway...
Wow.
So it's going to be fun to watch this one. I just don't think it's going to go that far, but it is about the lyrics, not the music, not the sound, not the instruments, not the drum rolls. It's literally about the language and the lyrics.
Fascinated by, like, the Michael Bolton theory. How many people are discouraged from doing what they believe are original works because there's someone lying in the wings waiting to snap on them like a tiger on a little kitty cat, you know, to, you know what I'm saying, to claim it's their work. Isn't that interesting?
Well, you know, just to be cynical, like Todd Koonin.
Yes.
What I would say is that both of these groups, Taylor Swift and the girl group, they are going to make money on their songs. It's just going to happen now.
Sure, right.
It's going to bring it to forefront, and they're all going to make money on it. So the lawsuit, for the most part.
Mm-hmm, that's what people say. Mm-hmm,
well, there you go. Just want to make sure you download the right song when the time comes.
All right, there you have it.
There you have it.
Right. So it's super cute to see how Taylor says she came up with the idea. She said that, you know, everybody was intruding into her life. And everybody was, like, making negative comments and trying to bring her down and criticizing music and dance and just giving, you know,
everything
the worst.
She did wasn't good enough for anyone around her, she felt, or people, her critics at any rate. Right?
That's right. And all the negative personal criticism. So she said she took that inspiration and she wrote Shake It Off, because when she wanted to just, you know, when she wanted to scream, it was better for her to just shake it off. And players are going to play, cheaters going to cheat, you know,
haters
going to hate,
right.
You know, all of that. And the lyrics are so good. I just really, really like it.
It is. It's uplifting. You know, just don't let other people's feelings decide how you're going to feel. I just love that.
That's right.
Right? Yeah.
And I think both the songs kind of have a similar type of intent as well. But did you know that Taylor was sued for Shake It Off before?
I did not. Who sued her then?
It was Jesse Bram, and it was of the 2013 Haters Gonna Hate. That was the name of the song.
So we have one song called Play Is Gonna Play, and another song called Haters Gonna Hate. And she has a song that includes both of those common phrases in it. And the court says, well, I think they're similar enough. Was the first one, did she lose the first one?
No, the first one, she did not. He was seeking $42 million in damage.
Well, sure he was, because, you know, Taylor Swift had money and he didn't.
Right.
By comparison, right?
Yeah, there was just... That gentleman, Brown, he couldn't do more than write his name. I mean, the judge was pretty critical of him because he said they were blank pages, grammar errors, misspellings, and all kinds of things in his lyrics. And so for the moment, the defendants have shaken off the lawsuit.
But here comes another one. Play is going to play. Hate is going to hate.
That's right. Maybe this one's going to be now play is going to lose.
Well, I'm just disappointed because Taylor Swift is so big And so everybody that is not as big, although this other group is good and popular, they're certainly not as big as Taylor Swift, right? And they're saying, well, let's just see if we can get a piece of her. And I that kind of stuff bothers me a little bit, even if it's for fame. Doesn't matter for what.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't bother the lawyers, though.
Oh, well, no, they don't care.
The lawyers are going to come out. They're going to shake it up and put the money in the pocket.
Yeah, but the lawyers are not done. I'm trying to find my kitty bump that says, you know, if you pay my fee, and I think there's a certain truth to that, which is, you know, if you pay, you know, here we go.
Fee, I'll take your case.
I mean, they'll take the case. Why not? You know,
I'm sure. You know, I'll bet you that the whole team of lawyers that Taylor Swift uses, they are working full-time trying to protect her brand,
yes.
Trying to protect her and her lyrics and her songs and her catalogs. And they came up with so many good ideas legally anyway. Remember when Taylor Swift, she didn't own her own catalog?
That's right. And it was
sold to somebody she just could not stand.
Well, yeah.
And so she couldn't do anything about it. They're going to profit off it. So
not only the catalog, but the master recording tapes. And so she said, hey, I have a good idea.
And she did, too.
And it was a good idea. She re-recorded the tunes.
She made new masters.
Yeah.
And there were subtle changes.
Very smart.
It, absolutely brilliant.
Super smart.
I wish that I was her attorney and I'd come up with that idea, because I think that's just the best one.
Somebody got a Christmas bonus over that, I would say.
And you can't compete with yourself, so it's not like it's, you know, unfair competition. You know, it's her masters.
Yep, like John Fogerty on our Case or No Case. The judge said, well, how can John Fogerty write a song that competes against John Fogerty? That doesn't work.
Oh, I remember that case. Yeah. Case. That was a very fun one.
Yeah. So,
and I think that one you had actually stumped everybody but Fred, right?
Yeah, Fred. Well, because Fred saw what you guys did, and he took a strategic... No, I'm kidding. No, I did.
You know how we say strategery?
Strategery.
Where does that come from?
That is a tribute to the late Rush Limbaugh, who said that on his radio show commonly when he was talking about political strategy. He would say, so they've adopted a strategery, you know, just to...
Oh, you know what? I thought for some reason in my head that it was, it came from one of our president, or the vice presidents.
George Bush.
Yeah, didn't it?
George Bush. Could have been a malapropism on his part. Yeah, right.
That's kind of what I remember, too. But I don't know. It could have been he got it from Rush Limbaugh. I mean, where do you get these things?
And now we didn't get it from Taylor Swift. We know that, right?
Or we may. We may find out that Taylor Swift got it from me.
Strategery's going to strategize.
Strategist going to strategize.
That's good. Keep it up, man. Send her the lyrics. She's Denise Dirks, and she is now sitting in the big chair and doing the whole Radio Law Talk show by herself. In fact, frankly, Denise's back is getting a little sore from carrying me. And if you'll stay tuned, the show will continue in just a little bit right here. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk and Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I like the Amargosa Valley. Oh, that's stone.
Radio Law Talk.
Yeah, we welcome your calls at Radio Law Talk, and we just heard from a caller who said, I don't know, are the lawyers the only one making money in the music business? You know, and Fred Penny has said many times, when the dust is in the air and the dust settles, there's one guy standing, putting his hand in his pocket, placing the funds therein, and that's the attorney. That's how the world spins sometimes, isn't it, Denise? Well, let me turn on your mic. Isn't it, Denise? Sorry, my fault.
Yeah, no, it seems that way.
Yeah, so hello, this is Denise Dirks and Cal Hunter. This is Radio Law Talk. Denise Dirks, I'll be able to speak soon, is your show host for today.
That's right, because I've been abandoned by my other co-hosts.
I think that's an actionable thing.
It might be. Hey, maybe that's a case or no case someday.
There you go. Right.
Denise Dirks, did she sue her co-hosts for failing to inform her that they were on assignment?
And all they'll say is, I texted you. That's all they're going to say. And that's fine.
Yeah, prove it.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what be having a lawsuit is proof, right? It's all about the evidence. It's not necessarily about the truth. It's about what evidence you can get before the court that convinces different people, the jury or the judge, of what the truth is.
I like this music stuff we're hearing about. It seems to me a lot of the, and again, I'm so far outside the legal community, it's not even hilarious. But it seems to me that a lot of this is about shaping your set of facts to say, well, see, there's living proof that I was damaged. How is this group damaged by Taylor Swift using that? Is someone not going to download their song because she used that phrase in hers? How were they damaged? That's my question.
They're damaged because she profited off the lyrics. That's the allegation. So thus, she took some of their their profits away from them because she used their lyrics.
But how can you establish that people did not buy their song because of what she did by using that phraseology?
It's not them losing the money. It's her making the money, and they want a piece of it.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. And that's what the proof is. Did she profit off of lyrics that she stole from them? That's really the legal issue.
Play is going to play. How can you steal that?
Singer's going to sing.
Yeah. I don't know.
Nobody put it together as Taylor Swift, in my opinion. Yeah. And I do think that is very common. Play is going to play. That is a very common statement. That probably goes back to, you know, ever since probably the 1800s.
I would guess street slang in the 1980s at the late. I mean, I'm sure it's been around for a long time.
Yeah, that was prior to her birth.
Yes. Right. She was 10. But yeah.
She literally grew up playing.
Yeah, exactly. And she's such an instinctive songwriter, and many instinctive songwriters, they hear something, and that gives them, you know, the genesis for the next song. For example, Elvis Presley, you've heard this story before, but there was a songwriter there, and someone said, I'll bet you could write a song about that can of Coke over there. So he takes a can of Coca-Cola and, you know, pops it, and it spritzes a little bit. So he says, I'm in love. I'm all shook up, right? That's where that song came from. Did Coca-Cola say, hey, you use us for an inspiration. We want some money. Maybe they could have.
You know, that's a great story. They should have used it in one of their ads. Hey, we've even impressed, the king.
We've inspired kings. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to find out whether or not that lawsuit against Taylor Swift holds up. My feeling is she's going to fight it all the way.
I would hope so. Yeah.
So since we're talking about music, there's another lawsuit involving music.
Really?
And this one is music by Michael Jackson. And it's about an album that was released by Sony Records after he died.
Now, Sony owned the music catalog, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, they bought all that stuff from Michael for a cash payment.
That's right. And so his friend, Eddie Casio, who was a good friend of his, by the way, had produced and recorded this album that was posthumous. I hope I say that
so
right.
A posthumous album of Michael Jackson, and he got some master tapes and reproduced it with different tracks or something, or what did he do?
Well, we don't know that. That's part of what...
Because we haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, we just don't know it. Because the allegation is, the estate of Michael Jackson sued Sony Records, who actually produced or finalized and produced the album, because they said that some of the songs on that album was not Michael Jackson's voice.
Oh.
And that's a big deal.
I would say that's like, now that would be something Oprah would sue over.
That would be something that Oprah would sue over. Exactly.
So you're saying that singer is not Michael. It's a clone guy, an imitator.
Exactly. And it's a fraud against the public.
Yeah.
So, yes, it is something that Oprah would take up. And so would Michael Jackson's estate.
Of course.
Obviously, they don't want his music tainted by an impersonator.
Right. So how do they know that? They just heard it and said, that's not Michael?
You know what? I think they just recognize that certain songs that were sung was not Michael. Maybe they knew he didn't finish that song. Maybe they knew that it wasn't to his perfection, or they recognized that it wasn't his voice. I don't know, but they definitely sued over it, and it was a lawsuit that was going on and on. It went up and down the Court of Appeals, and it had rested with the state Supreme Court of California.
Wow.
And it was up there.
Well, you know, the Beatles released Real Love, even though it was not a completed song. They just found part of it. They went in the studio, put it, those surviving members and the producers put it together and released the song. After John Lennon was dead, after George Harrison was dead. I mean, that kind of stuff happens because there's an appetite for the product. So the company says, well, maybe we can take this and patch it together. That's what they did in the Beatles case.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So they did settle it finally.
Really?
This has been going on literally, I think, since 2014. So I mean, we're talking a very long process.
Yeah.
But they settled it. And how they settled it was they agreed to take off all of those songs that were the questionable songs off of Spotify, off of they removed them from all of the different sites that
the
they were on.
The download sites.
Yes.
Right, all of that.
And, yeah. it wasn't Sony admitting anything either. It was just because we thought the best thing to do was just take away the fight over these certain songs of this album that are being alleged to not be Michael. Because Sony would not want that to smear their record, right?
Sure.
They would not. And nobody wanted anybody else to profit off of that because it wasn't Michael's voice is the allegation.
Right. So, in effect, two dogs are fighting over the bone, so they took away the bone.
Right.
Right. In effect, yeah.
Right. And so, and there is a name of the person they think who was the impersonator. They think that it was Jason Malachi.
He's good.
He's good. He's like a normal impersonator.
Yeah.
Of Michael Jackson. I mean, that's what his business is, right?
That's his living, yes.
Right. And he basically said something on Facebook, and that's how it started the whole thing.
Oh, no. Did he say something like, listen for my voice on Michael Jackson's album, I wonder?
I think he's admitted to performing.
Wow.
I'm surprised he wasn't part of the suit, but he wasn't. So,
well, he didn't have any money by comparison. Would he compare to Sony or
right. And obviously impersonators do exist and they can perform and they're not saying they're a Michael Jackson. You know, they're saying I'm an impersonator. And you've got all those bands out there that are groups that are honoring or doing covers of different
these
groups.
These tribute bands. You had a tribute band at one time at a fiesta you were having at your home. You had a Billy Joel tribute band at your home. Did you not?
No, that was not me. That was a friend of mine.
But I mean, someone did, and so
yes.
I wasn't saying that to pin it on you, but rather it's certainly not unheard of.
That's right. It was really fun, by the way.
They were good. Yeah.
They were really good, and the venue was amazing. It was in Granite Bay. We were under the stars. We were sitting on a sloped hill where it was easy to sit and watch the band, which is kind of on the bottom of that hill. It was so much fun. Oh, my gosh. Are you telling me that this show is over?
Hour number two. We've got another hour to go, but we're getting there.
Wow. Well, next hour, I'm going to tell a story about what happened the last time I was told that I was going to be the only one as hosting this show. It was about 5 years ago. It's been that long. And you guys will laugh. It's funny, and it's entertaining. So stay with us.
And frightening. And our case or no case is about friendly auto repair. That's next hour at 6 minutes after when we start right here on RadioLawTalk.com and on many great local radio stations. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated. Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.